Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to be one of the most scarring few minutes of radio I've ever had to endure.
Why?
You'll find out in a minute. We want to do, what are we calling this, trick-or-treating tales?
Sure, okay.
It's sort of...
alliteration, I like it.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I get paid for, triple T.
There's
trick-or-treating tales. Yeah, but the or, it's like in a book title, the O would be lowercase, right?
Okay, sorry.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives. Oh, no, there's an and in there, but there's like D, triple D.
Triple D, okay. Okay.
When we go live on the air, should we skip the show meeting part? Or should we just, should we still have this part?
No, we should leave it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, we're live now.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking it is. It's like the best thing you ever got in your trick-or-treat bag.
Okay.
The worst thing you ever got in your trick-or-treat bag.
Right.
Or like something terrible that happened to you while trick-or-treating, like a bunch of bully teenage kids who look like Aaron are in the neighborhood.
Are you kidding me?
You still trick-or-treat and you're 40 years old.
Yes, and I still get bullied. Wait, when I do it.
You don't still go.
She wants to take my nephews
And hope that you get some.
Yeah.
She's 4 feet tall. She can fully put on a
5'2". Yeah.
Her nephews are taller than her.
That's right. Facts. The reason it's going to be emotionally scarring for me. Let's just get my part out of the way.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You first, this time.
No, because I don't really have one. But I said, when we were talking about this off air, should we do trick-or-treating things? I'm like, what would people call it with? Like, what's the worst thing you can imagine getting? And Aaron said, loudly and proudly, popcorn balls! Popcorn balls!
Oh, no.
I grew up in the popcorn ball house. My parents gave out popcorn balls. Oh. It's so humiliating to me that it's like, bing, bong, and we open the door, and it's like, hey, Tony, this is a kid from school. And it's like, trick or treat. I'm like, run, Tony. Oh, no. Run, Tony. This is the popcorn ball house,
man. I think I'm going to cry.
We're the popcorn ball house. It's because my dad was really good at it.
What holds it together?
Good at what?
Sugar or something.
Is it
caramel? It's like caramel corn. You make the stuff for caramel corn. Yeah, no.
It was like a thin, it wasn't caramely, it was,
it's
I don't
just
know.
Still the candy, but you just didn't add enough like brown sugar or whatever to make it, or butter to make it caramely. So
no,
it's really
no,
just
less
a
flavor,
sweet.
For sure, less. Yeah, it was, I remember it being just awful.
Very bland.
But here's the point, you guys.
I know what
we've
you're
all watched
saying.
Guys grocery games and the chefs in between, they scrub in like a surgeon, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing stuff. This is my dad who built houses, right? He's just pouring the liquid hot magma on top of popcorn and getting his hands in there. And it's like, when was the last time I showered? Right. And then he's forming little balls.
Right.
And then one of the kids is over there ripping off small sections of saran wrap and then wrapping them because we want the kids to think they're sanitary, even though this man has just rubbed his filthy hands all
Your
over
dad
them.
Man hands, too.
Man
I bet just
hands.
The man just
construction-y.
Yeah.
But you said he was really good at making them.
They tasted amazing. They were great.
They
but you know that no,
gum.
I'm like, I don't know how to tell them. No one's eating your pop. Like, they leave. Like, if you went out from our house, the neighbors' houses on either side are just littered with popcorn balls. Because once you realize they handed a popcorn ball, you're like, you just huck it. You vandalize with
like
my father's.
I ate some in my day. I was also a really big kid.
You would have eaten my dad's popcorn ball.
I don't like where we're going.
No,
but
I mean, I don't think you would as a kid if you got a popcorn ball. Your parents would have been like, no. Even
well,
if you made it home with it.
My parents may have taken, that's true.
They're not letting you have it. So my dad wasted all this time.
No, you're going to make me cry.
Yeah, like he now in heaven realizes he's hearing this for the first time. Dad, no one ate your balls, man. Popcorn, obviously.
Did you ever tell him? Did he hand them out until like the end?
He didn't hand them out. We did.
Okay, so it's did like, he make them until like a few years ago?
No, he stopped. Eventually, we would buy candy and drop it off at the house or whatever.
Okay.
I want to be totally honest. I would sometimes palm the ball. Like one of your friends is there and I'm like, here you go. And they put their bag out and you just go, put your hand in and then bring the popcorn ball back. Because I'm like, you don't want it, man.
Oh my gosh, this is devastating.
It's devastating. Okay. I took so much time that I don't know if we have time for any. No, we're gonna tell other stories. But like, if you have a terrible trick or treating tale, I added a fourth one. That's quadruple.
Watch out,
T.
Guy.
Yeah,
quadruple T.
We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I want to have a conversation real quick
about my dad's balls.
Nope. I would like to move on from that one.
I have some follow-ups. I'll get you after the show.
Are either of you, or any of you actually, you could chime in here too, going to say that candy corn is the worst thing to get?
I love candy corn. No, Thank God.
Yeah, I like it too. I like the pumpkins.
It's the worst thing to get.
The pumpkins are the best.
Oh, but you guys, you can't hand it out because it doesn't come in individual things.
Yeah. They make some little ones.
No,
mini packets.
I'm going to say this. The people who handed out candy corn would do the same thing as my dad. They would just like put them in individual things.
Oh yeah, and then they would look like a themselves. Big piece of corn.
Yes, but you can't. But then you touched it, and my parents won't let me eat it.
Right.
Like if you.
But they make little packets now.
They do individually sealed by Brock's themselves.
Right.
Okay. Then you could hand it out.
If someone, I'm not going to go trick or treating, but if someone wants to give me candy corn pumpkins, this is the first room I've been in where people have not. Absolutely eviscerated me.
Most of the time I bring in the giant container and Hack and I eat it within a day.
You set it on the corner of your room. Yeah. I eat at
and
least half
where
of
it. Has
yeah,
it
I know,
been?
Where is it?
Yeah. You know what's terrible about candy corn though? Is for me, the only thing is we have a tablecloth. My wife gets a tablecloth for the kids. Like back to school, we had one. Halloween, we have like Christmas so that you can just color it. Mm. It's like a coloring one, you know? And so I've been trying to help them out to color. I take all the ones in the middle that they can't reach to try to fill it out. And I can never remember the order that they go in. The orange, yellow. I know yellow's on the outside. I never remember which one is the white.
White's
white
in the
is
middle.
The tip. White is the tip.
White's
you
the
just
tip.
See? And I've drawn
what
them incorrectly.
The
There's no going back.
You?
Once you do
white's
it.
White's the tip?
Yeah.
It's
and I've done it backwards.
The most sugary
yeah.
little part.
Isn't that
tip
weird? Tip is white. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go back?
No.
Anyway,
does anybody have a terrible story though?
Someone said that they got an expired coupon to Wendy's.
Oh,
did you guys have a dentist in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
The dentist
they give out toothbrushes.
They do. Or if you have a sometimes if there's a vegan in your hood or somebody, they're like they push their agenda that day,
right?
And they're just like, hey, why don't you try this soy tofu? And you're like, what? what are you doing?
I also hated when maybe dentists or teachers wouldn't give out candy; they'd give you the little witch's finger.
Oh, those
what
are the worst.
What are you talking what? About?
The little clear finger with the long nail on
yeah.
it.
So it's like a, wait, yeah. it's a prop?
Yes.
And you slide it on your finger.
For what?
Fun. No idea. I hated those.
They just handed that out?
Yeah. I can't.
Do we go back to those houses
it?
And vandalize those houses? Yeah. Is that
what? That's
you're begging us to go back and vandalize
You've
your house.
You've seen those, right, Tiak?
I
always knew them as green.
So.
I don't think so either.
Oh, okay, here.
Yeah, it's not clear.
Well, no, there are some that are clear.
Yeah.
You hand that out. That's the dumbest thing
people
I ever
saw. People were along with the little spider rings, and I'd be like, I don't want plastic. I want candy.
What I want to hear is I remember this growing up, and I don't think it happens as much because now you can carry a little pumpkin that's plastic,
mm-hmm.
right, to get your candy in.
Yeah.
But I remember the bullies in the neighborhood going and like having a razor blade and like slitting the bags of little kids and then just basically walking behind them Hansel and Gretel style and picking up all their candy. Like they'd walk in and go and just slit it. So their candy's just sliding out the back. And then they would steal.
What did you grow up in?
This is the kind that gives out popcorn balls.
I will tell you, those pumpkin things are not big enough. You need a pillowcase.
I know, but so I think some of the kids, like when you go trick-or-treating with your parents are like a base camp with the wagon. So you have the little pumpkin thing and you go, empty it out.
Yeah.
And then it also helps you when you go up to the doorbell. It looks empty and like, oh, you don't have much. And they give you more. Like at my house, if I look in, I was like, oh my God, you just get started. I give you a bunch.
Okay.
Cool.
Be over here.
That's really cool.
If you've got a terrible trick-or-treating tale, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about terrible, terrifying trick-or-treat tales from town.
Totally.
Thanks. And we spent a long time talking about my father and his popcorn balls.
Yeah, we have quite a few people who would love to try them. A lot of texts saying, I would have your dad's balls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the popcorn sounds good too. Hey, everybody. Yeah.
I think I could make them. Would you guys want me to make you popcorn balls?
They get really stuck in your teeth and I've got really weak teeth. So
you do have weak teeth.
Why would you know that?
She talks about it all the time. She's always at the dentist.
Did you just say you do have weak teeth?
Erin is like sleepy. Look at her face right now. She's kind of sleepy.
Because I'm staring at a screen.
She's really focused on a video.
She comes in like once a week, like, oh, I was at the dentist.
Yeah, no, not this week so far.
Okay.
Yeah, so the popcorn balls are probably a no for me.
Okay.
Well, what drives me nuts about trick-or-treating, because I've gone the last few years now that I have a kid, I'm back in the game. You know,
right, you're not going for your own.
Right, no. Right. Haven't done that in
months.
5 years.
Okay, yeah, okay. Sure.
So when you go, and the thing that drives me nuts is there are so many houses where the kids will go up, the lights on, they ring the doorbell, no one comes, and then they ring it again. Oh, I guess, I don't know, they left it on. Maybe it's an automatic light, and then they turn around and start walking away, and then someone opens the door, and they're like, hello?
And they don't have candy?
Yeah.
Or they're kind of like, oh, or they do have candy. But either way, what are you doing back there? What are you don't you know, like, people are about to come? People will be constantly knocking, ringing your doorbell. What are you, like, trying to read a book
but
or
on
take
the
a
flip
bath
side
or
of
something?
That, I want you to understand something. I give out candy, and then when I'm out, and I am very generous with the candy, then when I'm out, and I also do it when it's, like, dark and it's turned into Teenville.
Okay.
I turn my porch lights off. Bing bong. It's like, hey, man.
Okay, yeah.
Hey. What? Hey.
Yeah.
That light is the indicator.
I agree.
So you are correct. If somebody left their light on, they better be sitting within 5 feet of the door.
Yes.
And ready to flood. I was going to say, here's the thing. I was going to say 5 feet of the door, but like I live in this colossal mansion.
It's huge.
I don't like to be in the foyer that's closest to the door. I like to be in the secondary foyer into the grand ballroom.
So, that's
so I usually
not so
wait in there.
When you're like,
more
hello!
Than 50 feet.
Right. You know, this is my first year in this home, obviously. It's my first year in Denver for Halloween.
Yeah.
And we got hordes of children last year at my house in Utah.
Oh. And were so you in a condo?
I was in a townhome. So all the kids that lived in the townhome came to every door because there was like 100, maybe not 100 houses.
I thought the townhome kids go somewhere else, go somewhere where they can get real candy.
Not this one because there was so many houses.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
But, so I'm worried. We're going to buy all this candy and no one's going to come this year.
Okay.
But
just buy it. You live in a, I don't want to say where you live, but you live in a.
I live not far from a school. Yeah. So you think they'll come?
Yeah. There's a good chance.
Okay.
People
Swanson's
are gonna
being a skeleton, so.
Oh. That's so cute.
Sam?
Yay.
Yay. What's your terrifying Halloween tale?
Yeah, so 1 year my parents, I guess they just didn't want to get us a Halloween costume, but my sister and I are identical twins. Oh. And so they just had my sister and I stuff ourselves into a pair of my dad's sweatpants and a sweatshirt and said we were conjoined twins. And we were walking around the whole night like we were in a three-legged race and we just fought the whole time. It was terrible.
I'm not even sure where your second leg went.
I think they're each... They're like together in the pants, right? They're together in the pants.
Like front and back?
Yes. And then they each lean one particular way.
It's kind of a funny costume.
Yeah.
It's also child abuse.
Right, right. Okay. You know what? After you said it, I got it.
I'm going to make Leo wear one of my sweatpants this year.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
Nine.
Time for the most informative part. Okay, it's not.
We try.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
This is news or nope, where we take all the news stories of the day, run them through the Slacker Show filter. I just grabbed my stack of papers and did the newscaster thing. I get a little disappointed that you guys don't do that more. We're really trying to make this more pro.
Aaron and I are a green half of the show.
Will you just every once in a while I gotta go, that's all the news.
Well, it's not all the news.
No, but it's like,
we haven't even started.
This is our
tonight, I know, still on at the beginning. Slacker Show.
Yeah, that. You're so green you can't even hold paper.
I just thought you wanted them back. good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Hold on.
I'm really between two stories here, but I'm gonna go ahead and go with this one. Did you see who Katy Perry stepped out with?
Wow, who would have
thought? Who didn't know that was happening?
We knew it was happening, but they were stepping out, holding hands, and allegedly she didn't expect the romance, but he checks all the boxes. How long ago did she break up with Orlando Bloom, who she had been with and has a child with for years?
Mm-hmm. If you don't know, if you're under a rock, it's Justin Trudeau.
Did I not say Justin Trudeau?
No, you just said it, and we're all like assuming that everybody knows. So it's like
former, correct? Yes. Canadian Prime Minister.
Yep.
You should search his name. Nah.
Okay.
He's just done some really questionable things in his life.
Which is why he's no longer Prime Minister. I don't understand. I understand in the way that maybe she and Orlando Bloom were like on the outs for a while that we, the public, didn't know about.
They were. Yeah.
But all. I don't know if they were, because remember she was on Call Her Daddy like not that long ago talking about Orlando.
Yeah.
And saying, remember, she's like, if you do the dishes, like it's going to.
I'll jump on that.
Was not that long ago.
No,
so.
But wait. Orlando said that it was the flight the space to space thing that really triggered
her.
Call Her
so
Daddy
cringe.
Was a year ago.
Okay.
And when was the space flight? Because that was pretty cringeworthy for sure. She was with the little flower.
That was in April. So to be engaged for, 7 years that they've been engaged, maybe longer than that, and then around April be like, oh, this isn't working, and already be out holding hands publicly with a very public person.
But do you think, who's had failed marriages, like, you don't show your cards till it's over. So maybe on the Call Her Daddy, she's like going, hey, if you do the dishes, I'll jump your bone. Like she's still trying to put on a good face and behind the scenes, really hoping it works out.
Right.
And then when he was just like, I'm going to, what wedding did he go to without her?
Bezos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. In Italy. That's right. And then it was like, and then he was with Sweeney. Like
don't worry. She's dating Scooter Braun.
Well, that was my story.
that was very visceral of you.
Yeah. So anyway,
she was also seen with Tom Brady, right?
Like
on that same trip, she was kind of out with Tom, and she was out with Orlando. She's kind of made the rounds. Hmm.
She's too young to be with any of them. But Katy Perry, new man.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In other dating news, Sophie Turner is dating Chris Martin.
I saw that.
Wait, Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas' ex-wife?
Yes.
She was literally with that other guy. He had all the P's in his name.
What?
You remember how I said this is where we get news on the show, but we don't really have any facts.
Was he also a prime minister of somewhere?
Organize your papers, Zach.
It was, Peregrine Perry Pearson. Come on.
Who the hell is that?
He was an aristocrat. I mean, come on.
Is Chris Martin considerably older than her?
Yes.
How much? That I've dated out of my age range almost exclusively.
Right.
So I want to know.
Chris Martin's 48. Sophie's younger than me.
I think she's like maybe 30.
She's 29.
Yeah.
48 to 29.
That's a good range right there.
That is so yucky. That's what a 19, do they have in common?
That's a 19-year-old.
He has adult children. She has little kids.
Yeah. I very seriously dated somebody.
I know.
Like more than that, younger than me.
I know.
Mm-hmm. What's is it supposed? Is the rule half your age plus seven? Is that the?
I hate that rule because it's not true.
It's only not true because you've broken it
all the time. No, there's if look listen. I think no one in the room will argue with my statement. I am very much immature for my age. And someone like Aaron is very much far too old for her age.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that you want to date Aaron?
I'm not saying that I want to. We had our fling and we found our way through it.
I just want to point out that Chris Martin's oldest child is 21. So only 8 years younger than Sophie.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Where did you even see this?
Just on the internet.
I saw it. Saw it this morning everywhere. At some point. I saw an alert. It's like, it was like more of a question. So are they out or they just get spotted?
I don't know yet.
Is she the really tall one?
Yes.
Like crazy tall.
She's pretty tall. Okay. She was on Game of Thrones. That's how she's got all her money.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sophie Turner's ex is in the news as Joe Jonas.
Oh.
You really do have a Joe Jonas rant. This is the most coherent loser nope we've ever done. And I credit the paper organizing.
Finally got him in order. That's why.
Okay, go.
Joe Jonas is going to be a judge on a new singing music competition show. It's called Who's in the Band? Simon Cowell is going to be a judge alongside Joe Jonas.
Is this the boy band one?
Mel B and a songwriter, another guy, and one of the K-pop Demon Hunters is also going to be.
Can I have a quick aside?
Well, go ahead.
Has anybody watched the Taylor Sheridan? Oh. Taylor Sheridan's got kind of a voice like thing. This country, I think it's called The Road or something.
Oh, really?
Is what you were asking about the one that Liam Payne was on?
Is that the boy band one?
So
it's a girl or boy band.
Oh,
yes. But I've heard the Taylor Sheridan country one might be really good.
You're speaking another language. I don't even know who Taylor Sheridan is.
You know Taylor Sheridan?
No.
Taylor Sheridan, the guy who did Yellowstone, the guy who did Landman. Makes the greatest TV shows. 1883.
It's called The Road.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good. That. And it's like, because it's all these Nashville dudes. You've been to Broadway. You go into Broadway at like 1 o'clock on a Tuesday, the guy on floor 3 of Dirk's Bar is one of the best musicians you've ever seen. And you can go to any floor, any bar. There's people like that, and they deserve to be seen. So it's just a great thing. I'm sorry I took a total. No.
Well, this show, I don't. Maybe it's like the one you've had it or seen before. I don't know if
what's
it's
called
like. It's called Who's in the Band, and multiple singers perform the same song simultaneously while they're in different colored tubes. So I don't know if this is a new idea.
Gosh, I'm going to be so upset if this is like the Masked Singer, but with a band. I will lose my ish.
I think we can see them. It's just, red and yellow's voices sound
good together.
Like
what it is.
Yeah, okay. I think so, yeah. So it has not yet been greenlit. They're just like filming it, and if people like it, which... seems like they're not done.
Erica, make the sound.
Ew, I touched my mind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have officially reached the point where I am having wedding nightmares. And this is a every woman who's getting married goes
wedding
through
wedding nightmares?
Really?
Well, stress dreams.
Oh.
Like, in one of the dreams, I forgot to get my nails done before the wedding. Do you understand, as a girl who gets her nails done, what that would be like?
God, your nails are good.
Yeah, thank you. They're a little grown out right now. And they were way more grown out in my dream.
Wow.
Okay. And then I was running around like, what do I do with these nails on my wedding day?
Can we have a little tangent?
Yeah.
I got in a conversation recently about men and nails and feet and stuff, and I think I want to go, but I don't want to go alone.
We can all go as a...
Can we go?
Can you give me a couple weeks? I have crazy anxiety and I just picked them all off, so let me grow them out.
Well, let's just do... You can do feet with me.
Okay.
We'll just do feet.
What?
I just really kind of want to do it.
You want to feel what it feels like to get your little feet scrubbed?
No, I've had it done once.
I'm sorry for calling your feet little.
I really just want to be in a room with you guys with my feet out, because you find it somehow, you sexualize my feet.
No,
and I do
no,
not.
No,
yes,
no.
You do. Like, when I sent you a picture of me with my feet up, it was like, oh my God, so much.
It was just a surprise.
It's just that you don't
expect it. It's not a surprise. I just had my feet up.
You expected that to get a pedicure, you have to take your feet out.
Yeah.
When you're walking through showing us your backyard, it's like, feet.
I wasn't expecting a full leg and a foot.
No one uses their feet to walk, slacker.
You understand how absurd that is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, back to your nightmares.
Yeah, and then I had another one that I was actually, this wasn't my wedding, which was really interesting. It was back to my friend's wedding, which was in May and up in Boulder.
Okay.
And I was there, but I didn't have time to get my hair and makeup done, and then I didn't have any clothes on. And I was like, oh my gosh, where's my dress? How am I going to get my hair and makeup done? I'm never going to make it to the wedding.
I'm going to channel Lori.
Okay.
You feel unprepared for something else in your life. A big event.
Could it be my wedding?
Could it be a baby?
Okay, no.
It could be her wedding. But like...
Yeah.
But I don't... Yeah. And right before getting engaged, this often happens to a lot of people as they start panicking about the engagement or the proposal.
Really?
I was having dreams of like, forgot a ring, or like he got a really crazy
ring. But
you
didn't know he was going to propose and you were having those?
No,
right?
But we had talked about it for like the year before. Like I knew it was going
to
happen.
But that's
happen
a long
eventually.
Time to have these nightmares if that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Dane, the one who's going to propose.
Sleeping right there.
That sounds just like
him. Huh?
Here's
what time is it?
Yeah.
You believe that all women have this?
Yes.
Can I ask you a weird question? Because you've never done what I do at the radio station. You've never sat on this side of the equipment.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever had the radio dream? I don't think you have.
Wait. For the record, I have run a board before.
Okay.
Don't ever make me do it here.
That's why I want to know, because, Hack, you've had it, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost every night.
Like, I get fascinated.
I'm more concerned.
We're going to unpack that in a minute. But like, if you think every bride has this, I think every, like, the first time I was honest enough to talk to another radio person and go, yeah, I have this dream where like it's dead air and the board is like a football field away and that football field is full of Jell-O and there's just no way to get over there to fire the next thing. And you just can't get over there. You're trying, you're running through people, you're running through Jell-O, you're running through quicksand, whatever it is, and you can't get to it. And I think you think the same is true for brides. Like there is
it was
some
very similar to that. Like some things just kept going wrong, and I was like, I'm just trying to get my hair and makeup done. Like, what is going on?
That's fascinating to me. Why would every bride ever have that? Or do you think
because it's a very high? I don't know. How often are you having this dream?
The bride one?
No.
Not as often as I used to. It's very sad.
Okay.
I don't have it very often. Every once in a while, like just before you got here, I started having it again.
Because it's stress. You're under stress.
Yeah.
I guess.
What this wedding, that's why I think every bride goes through this, is because you're like planning all these things. You're thinking about it all the time. You're talking about it all the time. And then
you're thinking about the same things of like, what if this goes wrong? Or like, what if he forgets the ring?
But do you think he wouldn't marry you if your nails look like crap?
He would marry me, but that's not how I wanted it to go.
But I mean, why would that? I find that's fascinating.
Yeah, the nails one was really weird.
Because you're just
I've never
like,
dreamed of my nails like that before.
I bet the nail part means something specific.
You guys, Lori is coming on the show.
Okay, well, great. Just play this all back for her.
Well, you
and
can just
we can
tell
get to
her.
Why T-Hack has by this
the way,
every night.
By the way, if you need, like, Lori, okay, if you don't know who this is, it's Lori Loewenberg. She's
the dream expert.
I would say undisputed champion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People are using ChatGPT, and ChatGPT uses Lori.
Right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. ChatGPT is like, hey, Lori, it's me again. Like, I got a few things that even I don't understand. But, like...
Well, she's been on the Today Show.
She's been on everything.
Live with Kelly and Ryan. Yes. When it was Live with Kelly and Ryan.
And, like, she's in bed. What? In half of the thing. Like,
what?
Yeah. It's the kitschy thing to do with her. They put her in pajamas and put her in bed and put her on TV.
Oh, because dream.
Because she's a dream.
Yep, got it.
She's coming on the show, mm-hmm. and so... We need to screen through a couple of dreams. I mean, obviously, you're going to tell yours.
Sure.
But we need, if you have, it's more about nightmares, I think, this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll take really effed up dreams, but it'd be better if it was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. If you have one, we have a post up on the socials, right?
Yep.
But I feel like people aren't going to put it in the comments. Like, if it's...
Because they're like, this might be really weird.
Yeah. If you're like, you're walking around with Erica's hands and you don't have... Like, you've chopped Erica's hands off to try to save her some time, and you're trying to take just her unmanicured hands somewhere and then bring them back to her. Yep. Have them surgically implanted.
Almost every night.
But, like, okay, so you could email us, theslackershow at alice1059.com.
Yeah.
You could DM us. You could mm-hmm. slide into our DMs. Just if you don't want your dream public.
At the Slacker Show.
For right now. And then we'll call you when we have her. I just want you to know, I'm sure Lori doesn't want people to know that, like, getting a dream analyzed by her is not cheap. Because she's that good.
Yeah.
But we'll give it to you for free. But you have to have, we're going to pick a few of just the most.
You can also call us right now or text us.
Yeah.
And then we can see your phone number and call you back and get more info.
Yes. Okay. So 303-222-5423. I'd also like people to call and text with solidarity for Erica.
Yeah. If you're a bride who has had, every bride has had stress dreams. If you were a bride who didn't have stress dreams,
that's who we want to hear
you
from.
On?
Yeah. And if you're carrying around Erica's severed hands.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today. Insured by NCUA.
Alice 1059.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
OPP time. Other people's problems. What's happening, Hack?
Clarissa has kind of had a falling out with her best friend.
Oh. Okay, we'll fix it. Clarissa?
Yay.
What happened? How can we help?
Okay, well, my best friend and I have always been overweight, but we've always been each other's greatest cheerleaders in trying to stay healthy.
Oh,
and nice. We've always motivated each other to, you know, like, put down that donut, or, girl, you don't need to buy that ice cream right now. But especially, like, let's hit the gym. Like, if I was feeling lazy, it'd be like, I'm going to come pick you up, or vice versa. That's so nice.
Accountability just, partner. Love that.
Yeah. Were you being literal? Like, would one of you walk up to the other and be like, step away from the donut, like, in a forceful... Like,
no, but unfortunately, but we just kind of say, come on, like, I want to eat that too, but let's you know you're not going to feel good afterwards.
Go out together, you eat healthy, that stuff.
That's good.
I need them at my house.
Are you interested in moving in?
Okay, so what happened?
Well, like, it was just always the best feeling knowing we're in the struggle together, but the last few months, my best friend, she's been doing weight loss shots, and oh my God, she looks phenomenal.
Great.
Like, she looks so great, and I'm realizing that I'm not happy for her like I thought I would be.
Oh.
So now, yeah, it's, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, now when she motivates me, it feels more like criticism, and it makes me furious, and the same words don't hit the same when it's coming out of a skinny person's mouth. Like,
yeah, step away from the donut from a skinny person is,
I mean, are you willing to admit that you might feel a little jealous?
I guess I don't know. It's like, I why can't I be happy for her? Like, I don't know if maybe she's changed or did I. It feels like our friendship used to be based on a commonality. You know, we were both struggling together. We had the same temptations and challenges and relapses and all of that. And we don't have that commonality anymore. And I don't know if we're even still friends. And I feel like I honestly feel like this weight loss has ruined our friendship, and I don't know whose fault it is.
Okay.
It's so hard.
Because I want to say that, like, I've been around long enough. There have been different iterations of, like, the GLP one shot. Mm-hmm. Like, there was the lap band surgery. There was liposuction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There were different things.
The caffeine pills. You remember that era?
Oh, God. Fen-Fen? Let's go!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I did the Fen-Fen for a while.
Did you do it? You seem excited.
Oh, yeah. Fen-Fen, like, when you could get it, you could just get it. Like, then it kind of went underground at gyms and stuff. It's real bad for you. But it was just, like, it was legal speed.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, you just weren't hungry.
I've never...
You're just not hungry.
Oh,
you're, like, it's fentramine, okay. And you're just like, let's go. I don't,
like,
need food.
I need more caffeine. Yeah. But okay.
Yeah. Here's what she's describing that I've witnessed in each of those things. Sometimes when the skinny person gets out of you, they're kind of an a-hole.
Mm.
Or Clarissa's an a-hole and not happy for her friend, or a little bit of both. But I mean, we know people who've gotten skinny and all of a sudden they're like,
yeah, because the world is viewing them different. So they're it kind of can make sense. I'm viewing it like I have not had the same struggle, but growing up and like playing basketball and then hearing like you grow up with your friends, you play forever. And then you find out one of your friends, college coach, is coming to watch him.
Right.
Well, I should
be playing in the parking lot. I beat him.
Yeah, I should be happy for you, but I'm kind of not, like, I'm.
Yeah. But I think that's so normal, where it's like you are jealous and you kind of still are proud for your friend, but also like it's both. And that's very normal.
But do you think she's jealous?
Yeah.
But you're also willing to admit it, which is very interesting.
She's jealous.
I mean, she admits that she doesn't feel super happy for her. Mm-hmm. Was there a blow up with you and your friend, mm-hmm. or have you just grown apart?
No, it's just been this. Well, yeah, there's been a little, obviously she knows I'm more impatient with her and
sure.
I'm mm-hmm. more irritable. And then I feel like she doesn't understand me anymore. That's how it feels. And mm-hmm. I just don't know how I can be happy for her with the jealousy. I mean, maybe a part of me feels like I wish I could do the same thing, but I'm just not good with medications. I just have always been like that. You know,
okay.
I don't even take aspirin.
Nobody's forcing you to do anything.
Yeah.
But I just want to... I want to say this. I'm going to get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. If you guys... You're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Of taking some ownership in it.
For sure.
But I want to talk about the other side too. Are there some people who've gone through any drastic weight loss? Here's the other thing that I've seen in my life with a couple of those different things. For women in general, the trampiness turns on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like...
There's more thirst traps posted.
And then all of a sudden they're just asleep. Yeah. And it's like, Clarissa, you may be feeling a certain way, but she may be making you feel a certain way right. as well, because she's acting so different. Right. Now, I'd like to talk to people who've had friends go through it, or you've gone through it, and like you recognize, yeah, I started to treat my friends different.
Right.
Because you're just, look how hot I am.
This is also very weirdly similar to like the Splinter era when all your friends start getting married. Like I
yes.
went through this.
Mm.
I watched everyone get married and I was just still single, and you could feel them like, oh, I don't have time. They feel bad for you because you're, well, now I feel
we're having
like
a couple. You're looking at me and everybody's splintering away.
But it is like you grow apart and you feel horrible about it. And you're like, I could admit at the time I was jealous, but I also was like, well, I didn't want to be married to their guy. So it's like, Clarissa's like, well, I don't want to take that, but I am feeling weird about it and they're acting different. And
I just love how aware you are, though, Clarissa, because it's like, it's...
I know.
It's... You don't know if it's you that's being different or if it's her or if it's both. And that's... And we're going to try to get to the bottom. I don't know. Without knowing you, we'll try to get you some advice.
Yeah, and I think there's so many, like, instances of where you want the same thing. Like, people in radio, if you heard us, like, a part-timer's like, I just moved to New York. I'm going to be... And you're like... What?
You're in New York?
Yeah, but like I think it's somewhat natural, like Aaron was saying, to not feel super happy at first. right? Or am I just a jerk?
But is the other person also acting differently? Which in so many cases is true.
I'm just saying, I don't want to out anybody, but there's somebody that I know, they don't work here, and just take that off your, but it's like, they got their new bod, and then they became trampy. They became kind of a bee, became very entitled.
Because it's a new level of confidence that you didn't have before.
Yes, and it's like, and you like got to be able to, that's why, like, to get bestowed with superpowers, you got to pick the right person, you know what I mean? Like, if you watch Shazam, right, they were looking for the right guy, and it's like, you give them to the wrong person, and they turn evil. Movie. Right? Just some of us have seen Shazam.
I know.
Is that the one with Sinbad?
No. You're thinking of Kazam, and that's like a...
What is Kazam?
It's that's part of like a Mandela effect thing.
That. I've at least heard of Shazam.
Okay.
That guy with the pretty face was in it.
Yeah. Hey, Clarissa, hang on. The other question that I have for the room is, if one of your friends got skinny, could they still tell you to step away from the donut?
No.
But that's your donut friend. That's your accountability partner.
No, but it also...
What do you
mean
no? No. As a girl who has struggled with my weight a long time, no one who does not look like me gets to talk to
me. Even if that's the person who's told you your whole life. They're still in there, but it's like, no.
I know, and they might still... Like, her friend might still be on that same dieting path, but...
Right. You don't... You just go...
It feels different. I don't know.
I think it's coming off condescending.
I thought it was condescending when she said it before.
Yeah, it was. But
now if it's coming from somebody who's...
Yeah.
Okay. Clarissa needs your help. Her friend's skinny. They were both overweight together and now she's not. What can she do? Is it her fault? Is it the friend? If you've been through this, we'd love to hear from you. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9. We're trying to help out Clarissa with such a problem of right now. Her and her friend were both kind of overweight. They were on each other's team. They're accountability partners. They're like, eat better. Let's go to the gym together. Blah, 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 blah. And now the friend did one of the shots, but it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter how, but she got skinny.
And I don't think Clarissa even has judgment on that. Like, I think she's just like, I just feel different about our friendship now.
Because the friend is kind of acting different.
Is she?
Right.
But I do love that Clarissa's got the clarity to go, is it me?
Right.
Am I being different or is she being different?
Right.
Or am I just perceiving her different because she's so much...
And she said she feels like they don't even really have a friendship now, right? Like, she's like, wow, our whole friendship was kind of based on this thing we had in common.
I do like that you talked about the splintering thing, because that is a real thing where you don't have as much in common. It's like, that's my boys that I go out searching for girls with. I have a girl.
Right.
So I don't...
Yeah, or like when my girlfriend started having kids and I was like, I don't even know like what to talk to you about.
Right. And all you talk about is like, baby? Oh, he spit up on me and is like, yeah. I care.
I mean, I kind of care, but yeah.
But you want to just go drink Chardonnay or whatever. And
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sorry.
How so dare you?
Who is being weird, or is this something kind of common when people go through weight loss journeys at different speeds? Teresa?
Hey, hi.
We ran the gamut there. What do you think?
Well, about 8 years ago, I went through a divorce, and of course, I was depressed and everything, and I didn't eat, and I lost a lot of weight, and I looked great, and I was bitchy. Looking back, I lost a lot of friends, and I'm like, oh my God, all you have to do is just do this, and just, I didn't exercise, I just was too miserable to eat.
You were miserable. Yeah, you had anxiety.
Yeah, you were literally depressed.
But, you know, I'm like, see, you could do it. If I could do it, you could do it. And then now my sister, she's been severely obese. She had the lap band, and she had bypass. She had all of this other stuff, and now she's on the Ozempic. And, you know, she just literally wasted away. She was like almost 300 pounds, and she was just wasting away. I mean, I've gained 50 pounds since, you know, I got through my divorce, and I'm happy now, so I'm eating. But
so you're saying you did act differently when you lost the weight, and you're acknowledging that.
But I am acknowledging that. I was a bee. I was like, oh, why don't you do it? I did it. You could do it, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just a lot of people are like, and then I look back and I'm like, God,
I allowed to ask this question? I am going to ask it anyway.
Let's do it.
It will, okay. Did you know then that you were being a B? It's like
you girls
and your PMS thing. You don't know. I don't know how you don't know. Just set your watch by it. But like, you don't know when you're in it. And then like the week after, you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's like, so you don't always know when you're being crazy.
No.
No. Yeah.
Let's use a different word.
I didn't realize. Yeah. But I want to tell you something really funny. Like my sister now, she's like probably 130 pounds now, which is amazing because she's probably never been under 200 pounds her whole life. And I was saying something like, God, the pounds are just melting off of you. I'm like, God, that's lucky. I wish I could do that. She's like, oh, honey, I know what it's like to be the fat sister.
Because.
But was she messing with you because you did this?
You were such a B before?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's just, I think this is an, like, Clarissa's concerned that she's being a B, but I think it's kind of natural.
It also could just be both of them.
But if you, like, suddenly fell into money and you're kind of a baller, you're kind of a, you turn into a D. Like, and she just suddenly got a new rockin' body and she's just like, like, you don't even realize it's happening to you, but you're like, you look at your friends doing their old things. Like, why are you still eating donuts, loser? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't mean to be that, but you just are. This person is so concerned about their B-ness, I think, that they've changed their name and their VD.
Oh, okay.
Voice disguiser.
Candy?
Hi, yai.
Yai. You are disguised. You've been through this exact thing.
Yes, I have.
Were you the weight loser?
I was.
And were you...
How awful were you?
I was awful. I lost a lot of friends, actually, because we would go to bars and I would not go home with them. I would ignore them the whole night. I would find a guy. Mm-hmm. My attention would go elsewhere and it was like, you know, my friends didn't matter. And yeah, it was the overconfidence, you know, and
you're
I
making up for years that you didn't have it, right?
Yes. But then I ended up, this is going to sound so terrible, but I ended up with a little girl that I'm not 100% sure who her foster is. You know what I mean? It just, like, it snowballed. Like, it was just all drama. And looking back, like, I wouldn't have wanted to be my friend. You know what I mean? Like,
but you did what I was starting to allude to. Like, you took your new body for a test run so much that you don't even know who the father of your child is.
Absolutely. Yes.
Dang.
Yes.
But, okay. But it happens. You don't have to like feel horrible forever about
it. You don't. No, you shouldn't.
Because also you were probably ignored for a really long time and then suddenly here's all this attention. And
you just get
like,
this superpower.
I guess I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for being honest with us.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's kind of natural and it sucks because you become very self-absorbed. Because you're so excited and you want everyone else to be excited for you, but then you kind of forget about your friends and like the support they gave you because you're so self-involved.
I am floored because I thought people were going to call and say, Clarissa, you need to be a better friend. You're not happy for what your friend just went through. And instead, it's...
People going, yeah, we become awful.
The Slacker Show.
What?
We're doing the diary fan fiction now at this time every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to get that sense of loss again because this listener, Lynn, who finally did reach back out to us and admit that she's like, but, and we'll talk about that email in a second, but she really took on the persona of the writer of the diary and has given us the beginnings of more closure. Like what happened when the writer got back home and did she choose Jake or did she choose Mike and like whatever. And she's done a fantastic job of kind of representing what's happening.
Right.
Which is great. But all we're doing is going to go through another breakup with the diary. It's like we all got through it.
I feel better with this closure, though. Like, I feel almost ready to be like, okay.
To really be done with it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. Because now I...
You just have to
remember.
When
does it end? That's my thing, is I am going to overthink it all and just like every woman on the street, I'm going to be like, is that her?
For the rest of your life?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But we don't even know what city.
That's the, right.
To yeah. be thinking about that in. She's not here. From here. We're never going to bump into her unless she moved here. I think one of the problems that I have is you two, Aaron and Erica, have with loaded weapon to my head, forced me into some reality relationship television.
Yeah.
And now I have a different filter and I need to see two people at the altar and agreeing or not agreeing to stay, to be married.
This isn't love is blind.
I know, but it kind of is. Like, is, do you, writer, take Mike?
Or Jake? No, we already know from the last two entries.
Again, fan fiction. But right. She
right,
kicked
that's
him.
True. We don't actually know.
We don't know anything. Yeah. And by the way, this was 20 years ago when the real diary was lost. So this woman could very well have grandchildren at this point.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
if she had a kid right away,
mm-hmm. yeah,
18 years past that, she could have an infant grandchild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
And they could have diaries that we could be reading if we knew who they were.
Not the infants. Not the infants.
Goo goo gaga. So yeah. What do we want? Like, Lynn did reach out. She's the woman who's writing
yes.
this.
So she said that she was nervous when we started reading the diary entries, but she loves hearing the reactions and such. And she was like, oh, I wrote everything in about an hour. And remember, she gave us two options. We're yeah. currently in option one. We will eventually read option two. But she wrote everything
in an
hour. What
the hell is option two?
On a Saturday morning because she just missed. Oh, I can't wait for you to read option two.
You've read it?
No, but I know I know the how it starts.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not cool that you know. Yes. Is it cool that she knows?
No, I'm excited.
Can we vote her off the island? Too much reality TV. I need a break.
Tranquilize you or something.
Okay,
maybe a tub of snakes or something. How much reality TV have you been watching?
Okay, so
Lynn did say, like, she basically was just trying to imagine how things truly ended. So she was trying to put a bow on it a little bit. Okay. And I think that's important to know as we go into the next.
So in her fan fiction where we left off, she went back. Mm-hmm. She told them both that she needed some time.
Right.
And she recently just said, Jake, she friend zoned Jake.
She friend zoned Jake on December 2nd.
Okay.
And she like told Mike she wanted to be with him on December 27th. So she even took time in between that, which is good.
But had she just made sweet love to Mike or something? It seemed like they spent some time together. Like,
they did after she said, hey, I want to be with you. She said, we didn't go slowly. And then January 2nd, they are going to therapy together, and he's taking a lot of the blame, remember?
No, I don't remember that part.
Perfect. But Your brain okay?
Nope, it's not. Because it's all a jumble of, like, I've got Allie in my head, and I've got From Love is Blind Season 9. And I've got
You're confusing
Jessica
me now.
In my head from Love is Blind Season 1, and I've got the Megan Fox wannabe chick from Season 6 in my head.
Okay, could I read the next entry?
Yes.
Okay. This was on February 16th. Okay. So this was like a month and a half later. We had a great time visiting Mike's family. I missed them so much. They hugged me and said I felt like part of the family. It seems like too much, but I loved it.
Okay, we're definitely not stopping there.
Sorry, that's the whole entry.
I do want to say something else that Lynn said in her email.
Okay.
She was like, she has since, when she started hearing it, second-guessing herself and thinking she should have gone back and edited it. And I think that's why it's so flippin' brilliant.
Yes.
She wrote it like a diary.
Right.
You're not writing a story. You're writing your truth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it feels like truth.
Yeah.
And sometimes truth is short and not thought out.
And it's just like, I don't know, we saw Mike's family.
Okay, so you just said there's two more entries. Do we want to plow through both? Just start. Just read this. Start the next one.
All right, May 30th. So big jump.
Oh.
My birthday was great. I'm 29 now, and all the drama of the past few years seemed like it happened to someone else. I feel stronger, but it still scares me if I think about it. I feel like I want to move back in with Mike. I'm there most of the time anyway. I feel like we should just finish it.
Mm. Oh, come on.
The only reason I'm willing to let you finish it right now is that I know there's an option two sitting.
There is not.
Because I am a delaying of gratification guy. And if this was truly it, I came in today not thinking it was it. So I'm not prepared for this to just be over.
Well, we can vote in the room.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I agree with you. Okay. Knowing there's
if there was
option.
Not the other thing, I'd be like, okay, I want to go home tonight and like pour a bubble bath with some lavender and like shard and like think about it.
Okay.
We don't have to do that.
You want me to read?
Did you want a minute to think about me in a bubble bath?
No.
I would take a pause, please.
All right, read.
July 5th. So this is the last one of this option for the diary ending. July 5th, Mike proposed. He told me he wants to spend his life with me, but we can have as long of an engagement as I want. I wanted to say yes, but it was scary. What if I screwed this up?
You bitch, if you break his heart again, I swear to God.
He said I could take some time to think about it, and I said I wanted to take a walk around the block. He looked worried, but said, okay, I'll be here. Oh, gosh. Okay. I started walking, and I didn't know what to do. I saw my future without him in it, and I started running. When I got back to the house, he was waiting at the door. I jumped into his arms and said yes. I know it's cheesy, but it felt like I was in a movie I wrote.
Mm, a little wink to the reader there.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Meta. Okay.
I know this isn't the real diary, but I hate her.
Oh.
Because if you are not sure enough to say yes right there, what are you doing?
Well, she already messed it up real bad one time, so I feel like that's why she was nervous.
Mm. I, as a guy, would want you to say yes right there.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. I want to feel secure enough in us that I say yes right there.
But at the same time, I understand you're not buying a dress that you can just put a different one on. Like, this is.
But she realized she messed up. So why aren't you in therapy together?
And she picked him. Like, yeah, she made the point.
She made the choice. Why are you running away?
Before you say yes to the rest of your life, even though we both know, just take a moment. Like,
yeah,
it does feel like so much pressure to go, you knew the proposal was coming. I want the proposal. But now that it's sitting here, can I have a minute? Can I have a minute?
I would have never needed a minute.
Though. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure Andy didn't
either. I know, but you guys, it's forever.
You're a runner?
Yeah. I know.
I take it back. I don't
want to make it. It is forever, soccer.
I know it's forever, but I think it's okay. Like, you take a minute. Before you buy a car, you guys, but you drive to the car dealership thinking you're going to buy a car. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's why you went there. But then you're like, I want a Bronco. Oh my God, they have the black one. It's the four door. It's everything. And then it's like, what do you think? And that's just a car. But
proposals shouldn't be a surprise.
It's not, but you still, I'm not mad at her for taking a minute. Like, I'm saying that as a guy who wants the immediate yes, I respect the moment of thought.
I'm mad at Mike. For clearly not having enough conversation with her ahead of time.
Yeah.
Mm. You talk about it. This is not supposed to be a surprise.
I know, but when you're marrying a psychopath,
right,
which he is, I want her to take a beat. And she took the beat.
But what does Mike do while she's out? Is he just like on his
phone? Oh my God.
I guess he wasn't on his phone. What, like, there's 20 years ago, what's he doing?
He's just like following her closely in his car.
No.
Well, not closely.
He was
just like,
at the house when she got back.
Yeah, because he sped up once he realized. Once she turned and seemed like she was coming back.
You are unhinged.
I thought he flipped through a magazine.
Okay. Well, that's how that one ends.
Guys, we never heard about Elwood again.
I know.
It's just a... I just want to say this. I know your dog is your life right now, but like... I love my dogs, but if I were writing a diary, I would write about sadness and my undateable nature.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd be mentioning Moxie. I'd stop. There's not going to be a lot of... That doesn't change the fact that I fall asleep snuggling with her face and she's trying to like bury her head underneath me when they do that thing where like, I want to be under you. Yeah. But I'm not like, the next day, Moxie was getting under me again. It's like weird to write that down.
I think we're done here.
I'd read it.
All right, alternate ending number two is tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. There was a lot of firsts that happened to me within the past couple of days. You guys noticed a difference?
I went to a dark place.
I
think you look really pretty today.
Wow. I put in effort.
Oh, it wasn't about that. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
I hate when that happens. I hate because what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to follow you in with the compliment?
No, I feel
like we so can't, awkward. Right?
I've learned the hard way. You've gotten good at it, but like sometimes you go up to Aaron, you're like, did you get a haircut? It's like, no, just washed it finally. And you're like, Like, I don't know what to do. I saw her put lip gloss on today, so I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Because my lips are chapped. This dry time.
I know,
of
but
year.
You don't understand. We're just all like, what's why? I don't know. Like, how do I say it's weird for you to care without being insulting?
It's weird for her to care that her lips are chapped?
I don't know, just for her to put, like, she's put together right now. She's like in black. She seems like either somebody's dead.
It's the shoulder moment.
Yeah.
Did you say either somebody's dead?
Can I tell you how many times?
I try not to wear black because you guys wear black all the time. I'm literally trying to put together an outfit for our Alice in Wonderland show that isn't black.
Sorry,
I'm
you're already
now.
Worried about yes. that?
That's so far from now.
Because
that means I need to start worrying about
you
that.
Haven't
just
been?
Wear clothes. Just, oh
no.
my God.
No, Slacker, you don't get it.
Sorry. Because everyone's going to be wearing black and I don't want to be the only person wearing red or green.
I've never worn all black I've never worn black to Alice in Wonderland.
Because of me? Because you know what? That's all I have.
Yeah, I know you're going to be in all black. So
not
I have
all
to,
black,
I have
probably.
Do you guys have pictures from like most of the previous ones? Could we find them and like dissect the outfits on Instagram?
Totally. I don't know. Maybe I think I remember what I've worn.
As a radio station who's brought in such acts as One Republic, Matchbox 20, Benson Boone, this year Teddy Swims, we can't afford photographers once we've paid for a band like that. So there's no evidence at
That's
all that we've
true.
Even put this
you
thing on.
You probably take a group photo.
Yeah, we have a group
we
photo.
We take it with a grainy iPhone and one of our
she
arms
too
far out.
She didn't ask if it was a professional.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron did first.
Here's what I just want to put a bow on my point. Okay. The number of times I have walked up to someone who's put together like Aaron, or worse yet, a male coworker who is wearing a suit, and you're like, damn, what, you got an interview somewhere? It's like, no, my mom died. And you're like, so I just learned to like let Aaron have her thing, and she'll tell us later who's dead.
It's not funny.
It's not funny, but it's
so a lot of firsts.
So that would not be a first.
Okay, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
So what was the first?
So the first one, no pun intended, I found a lost cat.
Oh.
Are you keeping it?
It was the cutest orange cat. So friendly. I walked up, not a kitten.
Okay.
But I walked up to it and it immediately like went onto its back and it was just like asking to be cuddled. I'm severely allergic. I picked that thing up. I was like, I'm going to keep you. You're so cute.
What are you doing?
Has a tracker on it. And
a microchip.
Like if there was a loaf of sourdough sitting there, would you pick it up and cuddle it? You're celiac.
Only if it rolled over onto its back.
That's what they do for me, I swear. Every time I walk by, it's like, oh.
It just doesn't make any sense if you actually have an allergy to pick it up.
What was she going to do? Let it die?
Yeah.
No, but just call someone else over. Excuse me, sir.
No, it's fine. I'll wash my hands. I'll use my inhaler. We're good.
No, you go, get.
No.
Go, get. No.
Yes.
No,
that's the only time you're allowed to use the word.
No, I can't. I'm going to start crying.
Yeah, don't.
Get out of here.
No.
Go. I don't want you anymore, buddy.
That's cheating. Terrible.
You guys, that's not cool.
That's
talking about
did.
People dying in Aaron's life is funny, but like reenacting the end of Air Bud, that's harsh.
No, not quite the end.
Well, but you know, I mean, just the moment
three.
When it's, yeah.
Oh,
you've watched it a lot recently.
I've watched it a lot, yeah.
Wait, that like makes me want to start crying.
It does, because he's like, go on.
And the pudding cups. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyways, there was a number on the caller. So I call them. They don't answer. I leave a voicemail. I am a Gen Zer. I don't like making phone calls. So this was the worst voicemail I have ever left in my life. Oh, it's on speaker because I have the cat and I'm just like, hi, did you lose a cat? It's orange. I don't know. Just call me back. Oh, by the way, my name's Aaron.
They literally get that voicemail and they're like, a 10-year-old found our cat.
And so they call me back and I don't answer. I don't pick up my phone.
Who are these weirdos calling
you
me?
You just left a message for someone. Are you still holding the cat?
At that point, no.
What did you do with it?
I put it on the ground.
Yeah. It was the laying there.
First that you killed a cat?
No. It was okay. Just laying there. It was chilling.
Okay.
And they called back.
You called them and then you abandoned.
I watched them leave the voicemail. And it's like, yeah, that's Rue. He's fine. Thanks for calling.
Oh, so they're fine with him being out.
Yeah, I guess he's just an outdoor cat. The other thing that was a first, I used one of our Slacker Show bags at the grocery store.
Oh. And did you get stopped?
I did not.
See? It's safe.
It feels weird for me to use it.
What? You just think we're big fans of you?
No. But I am Slacker, and I've been on the radio in this town for 20 some years. We were on the news every day at like 4 o'clock. Like, yeah.
What if we do an experiment?
To see
what
who gets
T-Hack
called out.
Takes one and then you take one and we just see if it happens.
Cause you haven't been, you haven't been.
No, no one knows who I am.
You don't carry him. You make your fiance carry him.
No, I go shopping alone.
You went
alone
in by yourself.
It. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
And nobody went like, cool bag.
Yeah. They did that.
Can I just say, are we allowed to say right now?
I think so.
Does anybody know where this? Okay, so we have more bags.
Yeah. We've told them that.
Brand new ones.
I know, but we can actually say, some of the other dates are in flux because we're trying some rearranging. But this Saturday, we're going to be at King Supers in
it's the Brighton one.
Okay, it's not though.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was correct
or not. No, but it is. That's the address, but it's really kind of a Thornton.
It's off of 136.
And what?
And
what's the address?
Was it like Quincy? I'm looking it up. Quebec. Quebec. Sorry.
You get.
What did you just do? You ruined everything. You ruined everything. Okay, so yeah, give the whole address, would you?
7040 East 136th Ave, Brighton? Question
mark. It says Brighton or.
But then mine says
Brighton
Thornton.
Or Thornton.
Yeah.
When you like
80602.
Yes. So just, but we're gonna be there Saturday. Mm-hmm. At 9 a.m.
Nine? Which means, you too. Which means if you're like hungover from Halloween or tired of your children, you could come take a break and get a bag.
Yes.
And get like Pedialyte and hangover spice.
We have like 250 bags to give away.
Or if you're making a break for the discounted candy.
Ooh, now we're talking.
You could put the candy in the bag.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you know how much candy you can fit one of those bags?
Because
these ones, our first
exactly
run,
how much
our first run was like landscape.
Right.
Yes.
And these are more portrait.
Yeah.
Like these are more like a
these
grocery
are good
bag.
For wine bottles.
Oh, you're speaking to the right people. I don't know where this King Supers is. So my suspicion is, this is terrible to just be on the air talking about this. I think it's a new one. I think it might be one of their brand new, kick-ass, huge King Super stores.
And if we're wrong,
it'll still be a King Super store and you still get a free bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So 9 a.m. this Saturday. I know the morning show is giving some away. They're supposed to be giving away on Fridays, but I think they've bumped theirs up to Wednesday so they can make them trick-or-treat bags.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know their location. Yeah. You'll have to listen to their show to find out where it is. But like we know ours is Saturday at 136 and Quebec.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Bring your lost cats.
The Slacker Show.
This show almost never does interviews.
Oh, our show.
Yes. We just don't, like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Should we do more?
That is a question for the people listening, because I think that sometimes they go, I just want to hear you guys, like,
banter.
Goof off.
Yeah.
Be stupid.
Be dumb. Yeah.
But when we do, like we did that true crime one recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was fascinating.
So fun. That did really well on YouTube, right?
It did.
Like people are watching that thing. We
it's
did another
Rose,
interview.
If you're interested.
Yeah, and you can go find it on YouTube.
Who was the people? Does anybody remember? It was some weird case.
Well, it was about Gypsy Rose and how she shouldn't be out of prison.
Yeah. Well, we did another Gypsy Rose-like interview earlier today.
Hold on.
It was actually with Gypsy.
Giannina.
Yes.
Milady Gibelli.
There you go.
Nice.
Stop by the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know this, Hack is playing along so well.
Right.
Like, I got suckered into Love is Blind because season 9 was here. And now I just binged season 1 in the last 48 hours. I'm almost all the way through.
Which is the season that Giannina is from.
She's so awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I will be honest. And I almost said this to her. Like, I didn't like her while watching the season.
You didn't.
But I love her now. And looking back, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, she kind of admitted that, too.
Yeah.
We talked to her for so long that we can't air the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's our problem right now. It's like, it's almost 20 minutes long. So where are we going to put it? Like,
Can
we put up a separate podcast?
Sure. Yeah, if you want to hear the whole thing, for sure.
We filmed the whole thing, so it'll be on YouTube.
Yeah.
But we want you to hear a little taster of what happened. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. I am so raw from it because I watched the episode, episode 9, season 1, where a lot of things happen.
Everyone's pretty much seen it by now.
But I want to remind people because it was.
It's okay to give a spoiler here.
No, but I'm just saying, I just want to remind you because, like, the weirdest thing about you, Erica, like, when I started to binge this thing, I'm like, ooh, Barnett. And you were just like, oh, I know. Like, you remember crap.
Everyone.
This was seven years ago.
It came out in COVID. And I remember
that's
distinctly.
Wild that you remember, like, his name and stuff. And this wasn't who she was with. She was with Damien.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, you remember all this crap. Some people don't.
My brain
remember.
Is a dark place.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, the dude she was with is so weird. And, like, all of a sudden, he took her on a helicopter ride, had a private chef. He did all these things. But then he was the one who said no.
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked her about that when she was in the studio a little while ago.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you guys a little bit of tea. And I'm not roasting anybody. This was, you know, we filmed it in 2018. So,
Okay, it's been a while.
It's been a while and we've all moved on. But they didn't show the part where we would fight and then he would try to conquer me, you know, be like the gentleman and all that. So we were very tumultuous. Our relationship was up and down. And he was just really trying to, like, win me back and make me fall in love all over again like I did in the pods. So it was a very long roller coaster ride. It was 6 weeks, but it felt like a year.
That's a lot to happen in 6 weeks. Yeah. That is crazy.
And that's what people don't really realize. They're like, oh, why are they falling in love so fast and acting cringe and doing this or going crazy? Because it's an incubator and it's so much and so many vulnerable, you know, moments, and you have to be so open and honest, and it's really hard. And anyway, so to answer your question, he was just trying to make me fall in love with him all over again. And that's why I was saying no, no, no. And then at the end, I said yes, because he was fighting for me and fighting for our love and being, you know, this, like, knight in shining armor. And I guess I had pushed him away so much that he was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And he told me no at the end. So it completely reversed at the end. Yeah.
Thinking back to it, I haven't watched it since it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you, like, the first shot of that season? Like, the window rolled. Why do I remember
the whole thing? Because it was iconic.
Yeah,
it was
a whole moment, and it's still going. Like, years later, I didn't think anyone was going to watch it. But yeah, I'm the first shot of the window and the first person to walk into the pods and the first date. I was, like, the first person. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Do you have any regrets about the show?
Yeah, no, I've never had any regrets. I just,
that's awesome.
That's kind of like my, you know, ethos in life. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to regret anything. But now I can really say no because of where it's led me and just how happy I am. I owe my life to Love is Blind. And I just didn't think that it was going to ever, you know, turn into what it did.
So if you want to hear a full 18 minutes of her
spilling the tea.
She didn't hold back at all.
Yeah.
She cusses a little bit.
Yeah, that's
it's kind of fun.
Okay. She's engaged. She has a baby.
No, I'm not saying I'm hitting on her.
Okay.
Can I give a spoiler alert of one of the things that happens in the interview?
Sure. Okay.
Off the air before she came in.
Oh.
Aaron and Erica are like, maybe they'll do a golden Love is Blind and you could be on that.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
And we pitched it to her and she was like, yeah.
So she was into it for
so
you.
Old that it seems obvious I would have to be on it.
Yeah, you were waiting for her to go,
why would you be on the golden one?
I don't understand.
Why wouldn't you be on a regular
Love is Golden is like not that old.
No, the Golden Bachelor was like a fuddy-duddy. He was 70 years old, wasn't he?
But there is a new one who's not as old.
How old?
Isn't he kind of a D-bag, though?
Yeah, he's also kind of a D-bag, but I don't know. I don't know how old he is.
I don't know if when you suggested Golden Love is Blind, if you're saying I'm old or are you saying I'm a D-bag? Which one are you saying?
Why not both?
¿Por qué no los dos? Okay.
Okay, back to
Love is Blind. Here's the thing. The finale of the show.
Of season 9.
It's not the finale. I guess the finale happened. It's the reunion.
Yeah.
Airs
Wednesday at 7 p.m. So it's not like the other episodes where they've come out at like midnight and you can watch them whenever.
They drop it like a show.
At 7.
Okay.
And you can watch it. And then once it's done, then you could rewatch it at a different time.
So we're all going to watch it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we might even hang out with her a little bit more. So we'll have more tea about that.
That's true.
Probably on Thursday's show. But watch the ending of it on Wednesday on Netflix. And if you want to watch that whole interview, it'll be up on
YouTube, maybe Instagram,
and our podcast.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I got a story. Listen, if you're a mama's boy, then you can't be a criminal.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Trust me, yeah.
You can't be both.
That's law.
Well, you'll find out why.
Hmm.
Okay. And I've got a story. You better catch up.
Oh, no.
Just change the station.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story comes from New York.
What? I'm looking at.
Oh, wait, hold on. You got mad at me because I did that.
Yeah,
because
you did it, stupid.
Okay. My God.
And then I talk like this. Impressive. You guys think I'm from Boston. It's different.
Okay. No, that's New York.
Yeah,
that's
New York. What are you talking about? I'm going to go dirty.
Well,
23rd Street, you know, right over there. There was a moita.
About to try to do this in a New York accent, and there's no way. So I'm going to go ahead and keep talking normal.
Okay, you talk like you.
A woman in New York was arrested
because
she vandalized a vehicle.
Oh, yikes.
She caused $7,000 in damage, and she was charged with criminal mischief.
My goodness.
I didn't know was a thing.
It's a thing. The criminal kind.
What relationship is between this woman and the car's owner.
Okay.
The weird thing is she caused $7,000 of damage by vandalizing the vehicle with multiple condiments. It was covered in ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, and eggs, and had been scratched with a sharp object. So she got so angry walking home from the grocery store. She's like, yeah.
Or she's just always got a bandolier of like condiments because you just
and
never
eggs.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, people are like that. If they like a certain sauce, they bring it into a restaurant. Maybe she always has.
Oh, she's always got a little bit of relish on her.
Yeah.
No, no, no. There was no relish.
No relish. I'm sorry. Mm.
Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, and eggs.
Ketchup, mustard. What was she going?
I don't know.
I want to go to that party.
$7,000.
All right.
Grocery prices are ridiculous.
My story, not from Florida. But it's from Germany,
I've recently spent a lot of time in Germany.
Oh, yeah? You can do the accent.
Well, it's not Austria.
Well, I was doing more German
there.
It's
more like Bratwurst, baby. No, it's not.
So a German security guard.
No.
So this German guy, he's a security guard, and he decided he was supposed to be taking money to take to the bank. And instead of taking it to the bank, he ran away with the money. And he got away with it. They couldn't find him. Moved to another country, living on a beach.
Really?
It was over. He got away.
Oh, it was not over.
Called his damn mom.
So he escaped. He's living on a beach somewhere.
He's living on the beach. He was having a good life.
Weeks later, calls his mom.
Yes, called his mom. Said, "I'm lonely, mom." Oh, and they were tracking the mom's calls. Helicopters. I don't know. It seemed like a lot of money. They were able to trace the call. Mama's boy got busted. It's in the clink. Now he still calls his mom, but it's collect. If you love your mom, don't do crime.
If you're going to be lonely,
don't do crime.
Yeah.
All right.
Those are all the stupid people.
That was really good. Yeah. The people.
Nice. You know that that's not German, right?
Don't ruin this for all of us.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.